This podcast lets you take Carly and Dane anywhere. And now you can shop on the go too. Hit up harveynorman.com.au on your mobile now. Get amongst it.
Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. Hashtag Carly and Dane.
Carly, I found out that you have an unhealthy obsession with Warwick Capa.
No, it's just a healthy, normal admiration of the guy.
I think it's a little bit more than that. But I thought I'd put it out there to try to get his contact number so you could give him a call and talk to him.
Yeah, I was not prepared for this.
I got his number, we called him, and this is what happened. It's ringing. I'll leave a message for him.
No.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hey, is that Warwick Capa?
Who's asking, mate?
This is Carly and Dane from Star FM in Griffith. How are you going?
Never heard of you.
What do you mean you never heard of us?
You're not Carl and Jackie, are you?
No, I wish I had his bank balance.
Hey,
Warwick, the reason for the call is my co-host Carly has mentioned you 3 times in the last 2 days, and I thought, you know what, I need to track you down so you guys can chat. She loves you, mate.
She's only human. She's a good sort.
This is, she's not bad. This is what she said today on the show. Have a listen to this.
I mean, Warwick Capa wishing TV
would
be hilarious.
You're obsessed with that guy.
I reckon he's hilarious. Don't you think he's hilarious? He's a living icon.
Oh.
He is. I feel like he doesn't get the recognition he deserves.
Called you a living icon, mate.
Oh, she's in the next movie for sure. She's in Triple X Capa next year. she's getting a run. She likes the caps.
Oh, my God.
So, Kelly, what would you like to say to Warwick? I've done all this. I've got him on the phone. Quick, say something to your icon.
I did not know this was happening for starters, so I am very caught off guard. I'm very embarrassed, but Warwick Capa, you're awesome. I've always wanted to tell you that.
And guess what, darling? I love you like a sister, but I am from Tasmania.
I wouldn't expect anything less from you, Warwick, that's for sure.
Because you sound very sexy.
We'll just keep that illusion going, shall we?
I'm going to get you in the next TV show, which is I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here. The next edition.
So you're not going to the bush this time. You're not going to the jungle.
Although I can, but I had too much on. I've got 5 shops opening.
This is why I love you, Warwick. You're so random, and you will try anything once. So what have you got going?
I've got about 8 shops open this year. Hairdressing shops, Capa's 39, male grooming, and then I've got we're doing pop-up shops for cappuccinos. So it's going to be great. Warwick Cappuccinos is all happening.
Is that all?
I'd love to sip on you, Warwick.
Yeah, so I'm coming to the Canberra show, Newcastle show, and the Ecker.
We're going to have to make our way to the Canberra show
to meet you. What about the Griffith show? Could we get you to the Griffith show?
I might do Griffith.
Hey, Warwick, thanks so much for your time this morning, and it's great to know you're doing so many good things around the place.
And giving plenty to charity too.
That's awesome,
you
Warwick.
You are such a great bloke, Warwick.
And make sure you book me on wizardcapper39.com.au. I'll do a function, a fundraiser for your footy club.
Oh, that sounds great, Warwick. We'll do that. What was that website again?
It's wiz39@gmail.com.
All right. Thanks so much, Warwick Capa.
And I'll do a fundraiser for you.
Thanks, mate.
Thanks, Dom.
What I can't get past is this comment.
Don't. I'd love to sip on you, Warwick.
Sorry, what is that, Carly? What did you say?
That is literally the most embarrassing thing I have ever said on air. I can't even listen to that back. Don't play it
Warwick
again.
Warwick Capa talking about his cappuccino scores.
I don't know why I said that. Stop.
You're great. Warwick Cappuccino is what's happening.
Is that all?
I'd love to sip on you, Warwick. I don't know why I said that. That is the most horrific thing.
Star FM's Carly and Dane.
But Dane, at the moment, there's a lot of talk about Tony Abbott and losing his leadership. And, you know, to be honest, politics is not my strong point, believe it or not.
I was about to say, you don't really strike me as really heavily into the political side of our Australian landscape.
No, well, you know, I'm interested in it, definitely. Yeah. I think like most Australians are, and I will, you know, read stuff, but that's...
Articles, yeah.
You know, I will dabble in it, but I'm not going to get... I don't get too invested in it,
You weren't a junior Liberal or junior Labor member
No, unfortunately, didn't have the time, but...
Too busy out making out with boys.
Yeah, but Dane, I think I found a way to understand this Tony Abbott situation.
Okay, just to catch people up, before we get to your foolproof way of understanding what's happening, a couple of backpenches... People have put their faith behind the leadership of Tony Abbott. A couple of backbenchers are going, hang on a second, we don't have their support.
Yeah.
There could potentially be a leadership spill, like what we saw last year with Julia Gillard and Rudd and Gillard and Rudd. Same thing could be happening with the LNP, the coalition at the moment. So time will tell, I reckon within a week, but I can't wait to hear how to understand it.
Well, this is exactly what happens in the movie Mean Girls. Seriously, it's just like everybody's loving Regina George at the start of the movie, does everything she says, the plastics cannot get enough of her, then all of a sudden introduce Lindsay Lohan's character Katie and she's like, wait a second, I see some flaws in this lady, and then they do the takedown. Right. Which is exactly what is happening right now.
So Tony Abbott is Lindsay Lohan?
No, Tony Abbott is the Regina George of the situation.
Right.
The plastics are like all the backbenchers that are like, wait a second, I'm waiting to see who is the actual Lindsay Lohan. I have a few ideas. I think it might be that Julie chick. What's a what is her last name? You know the one I'm talking about.
No,
she's
I don't.
Like
which
the,
one's that
the
one?
Foreign minister.
Oh yeah, who's that?
Julie. Oh, she does her hair.
Bishop.
Yes. I reckon that could be the Lindsay. Who knows? We'll have to wait and see who is the Lindsay. But I hope I've made people understand. Or possibly Malcolm Turnbull could be the Lindsay Lohan. We'll have to wait and see. But someone is doing a secret takedown.
I love that analogy. That was really good. Well done.
This is how I understand all my politics via movies.
Maybe you could be like a political correspondent for people that don't understand, to help people understand. Have you just found your new calling in life?
I think I have just found my new calling. I can do it here on the show whenever, like if this all blows up, I'm going to say, look, I called the Lindsay Lohan early.
Who is it?
Julie Bishop.
Correct. Beautiful day today. Sunny on top of 32. You got your strapless dress on today.
I do.
It's sort of weird sometimes. I'll look at you from this side of the desk because the computer screen's in here. It actually looks like you're not wearing anything at all because it like sort of cuts off that and just see like bare shoulders and like... And then I look up and you actually are wearing something, which is good. It would be awkward if you weren't.
It would be very awkward. How do you think we would go doing the show under that?
In the nude?
Yeah, let's not.
I could easily do it, but you wouldn't be able to handle it.
I am a massive prude. I wouldn't be able to handle it. No way.
Because isn't there an International Nude Day or something?
I don't know, Dan.
There would be. Have you ever been to a nudist beach before?
Yes.
Oh.
Wasn't nude. Oh, look. Does that make me weird?
You're one of those people. You're that person. That is great. You can't do that.
I used to jog along I used to jog along a beach and I didn't realise for a good, you know.
You didn't realise? Going, what are those white tips there? Just kept running. Are you serious? Well, let's move on. Hey, next hour.
Next hour, I'm going to take this. You've just lost it. Next hour, we're going to be talking about the big plane flying over Griffith yesterday. What was it doing here? What was it all about? And the video that I got.
That is looking for a nudist beach.
Star FM's Carly and Dane.
But, Dane, I come across this article on BuzzFeed yesterday.
You love BuzzFeed.
I cannot get enough. I take the quizzes.
Yeah.
If you're wondering, I'm actually left shark, not right shark.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, thanks for
yesterday I did
that up.
Which kind of shark are you from Katy Perry's Super Bowl performance.
Yeah.
Glad that cleared it up for me.
They have good lists, don't they?
Oh, love them. This one has never rung truer to me.
What's this one?
23 things that get way more exciting as you get older. This thing made my heart sing.
Yeah.
It really did. Because, you know, as... I'm getting a little bit older. I'm in my mid-20s
late
at the moment. Late 20s.
You're 26. You're 27 this year. That's late 20s, Dale.
Mid. Well, you're in your...
Early 30s.
Yeah, 30s. We're in totally different age brackets. We're ticking different boxes.
No, we're not. It's 25 to 31. We tick the same box.
It's not 25 to 31.
We tick the same box.
We do not tick
we
the same box.
We do tick the same box.
I'm still ticking young.
What was on the list?
Anyway, on the list were a few things like getting socks as a gift.
See, I don't like getting socks as a gift, though.
I do. It's practical.
Well, I like this one.
Especially the ones with the little suction caps on the bottom so you don't slip over on the tiles.
Going to a movie before 7 o'clock.
I think, you know what, I just went rogue from the list and I wrote down some of my own.
Okay, before you start, I've got one.
Okay.
Just brand new sheets on a bed, like freshly laundered sheets. After sleeping in for a couple of weeks, bang, sheets off.
And it's a different kind of sleep, isn't it? Like, you know, you're hitting the REM when you've changed the sheets.
Exactly right. I look forward to that. That's something I look forward to getting older.
Now, Dane, you often taunt me about being... an old woman in a young woman's body.
Yeah, you are. You're a bit of an old bitty.
Actually, I'm kind of in the middle somewhere.
Yeah.
I just love my little creature comforts, and I'm kind of embracing things as I get older.
Okay, what are you on?
I think
list?
I was born to be old.
Yeah, I reckon you were too.
Candles. Oh,
you love a good
nothing
candle.
Nothing excites me more than getting home, lighting up a candle, and sitting back and drinking some tea and brewing tea. I enjoy the process of brewing tea.
That sentence is so old.
You know what's so funny? There's so many things that I've tried to organise in my friendship group that my friends are just going, we're not at that place yet, Carly, stop. Like, I want to do high tea for my birthday each year. It's, Carly, we're not there yet.
Yeah, right.
I want to do road trips in camp events. Again, Carly, we're not there yet.
No.
So, I'm waiting for people to catch up. People that can hold their alcohol.
Yeah.
I'm at that point where I'm like, if I'm going to share a bottle of wine with you, I don't want to be picking you up off the tiles and holding your hair back.
Agreed.
I'll do it, but I've been to college. Yeah. I've done my time.
I've done that garbage, yeah. What else have you got?
Disney movies.
Oh, I love a Disney
movie. The older I get, the more I appreciate them.
Because I think you appreciate the other gags in there for adults more.
Yes. Yeah. Infomercials. Oh, those products are revolutionary, shall we say.
Each to their own.
Sleep, obviously.
That's a big one.
My whole world.
Daytime naps, especially.
And the last one that I've only really recently discovered, audiobooks. I am loving the audiobooks.
I'm that old, I can't even use my eyes anymore.
I love shopping on infomercials. My world is better for it. They're usually products that are useful, that make your life a little bit easier.
And I'm very skeptical because you love a great production and a presentation. You're like, yes, I need that. Give it to me now. And you pick three objects for me that I need to... Well, we put up on facebook.com/997star and people voted on what they think I should buy. It should be my first infomercial product.
Yes, to make your life a better place. Now, we had the Reacher, which was basically an extended arm for you to get things from high places. Now, you're quite tall, quite lanky arms, so didn't really need a need for it.
No, not really.
There was also the Grey Away.
Touching a nerve there, let's be honest.
A little bit of a nerve, so we'll brush past that. And the Chillo.
Exactly right. So we put up on Facebook, people said, Nick said, what about the Sticky? But you've got the Sticky already.
Oh, the Sticky.
Okay, he's up on the Sticky. Jess went the Chillo. Chris said the Chillo. One of my mate, Hicksy, got involved. He wouldn't need the Reacher. His arms are the length of a football field.
Well, there you go.
I got a like from someone as well. Thanks very much. Elizabeth said the Chillo. So the winning item that I'll be purchasing is the Chillo.
Are you tired of those hot, sticky, sleepless nights? Are you fed up with flipping your pillow looking for relief? Some nights you feel like you're on fire. Introducing Chillo, the amazing new pillow pack that transforms your pillow into a Chillo. Look, pillows trap body heat, increasing perspiration. But Chillo keeps your head cool and dry.
There it is.
There you go, Dane. It is settled.
So I've got to buy that now. I can do five easy payments of $7.99 plus $9.95 postage and handling, or I can get one for, I think it's $40. So $40 as seen on buy one, get one free at the moment.
Wow. Oh, so you know what you're going to have to do with the other free one, right?
Send it back?
No.
What's that?
Give it to me. but look, Dane, like I said before, this is my motto when it comes to infomercials. Why be all bothered in black and white when you can be comfortable in colour?
This podcast lets you take Carly and Dane anywhere. And now you can shop on the go too. Hit up harveynorman.com.au on your mobile now.